Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford. Hour two, a special Jack and Tom show edition of Ebling and You, getting ready for Saturday's big game, Tom. It feels good not to be talking about this election for a change, talking a little bit about football, what's really on the minds of everyone here in mid-Michigan.
It's the buzz that people that are not involved and that don't have a passion for college football or any affiliation of Michigan or Michigan State, they're all talking about it this week. The whole state's going to stand still for Michigan, Michigan State, 3:30 on Saturday.
Now, is there any truth to the rumor? If Michigan does win this game Saturday, you're never going to tie your shoelaces again.
I'll tell you what, he is a special athlete. You realize he could have a very average game, Jack, on Saturday. He'd be over 1,000 yards six games into the season. This is a special kid. He's only a sophomore, and he's going to get a lot better.
But if he has a very average game Saturday, University of Michigan isn't winning.
Well, that's true, and there'll probably be some real...
He could have an excellent game, and they could still lose.
And there might be some front-runner Michigan fans that want Tate Forcier to come into the game, you know, if he has a bad game. Bring the Tater in. You know how fickle...
Well, he had 12 passes in a row,
you know,
right?
And that's, you know, everybody says, well, what if Denard goes down? Tate Forcier took his team into overtime last year at Spartan Stadium. People forget that. So he's very capable as a backup.
Denard had a little bit of action last year in Spartan Stadium. Michigan State held him in check, but that was a different Denard Robinson.
Oh, absolutely. He hadn't gone through the spring ball. And, Rod Smith, the quarterback coach, done a tremendous job developing him. And he can throw the ball consistently, run it. He's a dual threat, so it's a different Denard Robinson for sure.
Let's go out to our phones, 393-3700, 393-3700. We're going to take a couple of calls. Let's start with John from Holt. Hello, John.
Hey, guys, how are you doing today?
Fantastic.
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, the Spartans are going to win this game. Denard's going to have his worst game of the year. The Spartans win by a touchdown, I predict.
How about that, Tom?
Well, if Denard has his worst game of the year, State might win by more than one touchdown, though. I will say that.
Thanks for the call, John. You know, I think that when you look at a guy who has been so much of his team's offense, the temptation is to say, well, all we have to do is stop him. Is that all Michigan State has to do?
Well, you think of it, it's the pressure that he puts on the entire defense the way he is. Mm-hmm. It's like Pat White. Now, he doesn't have the Steve Slayton that West Virginia had under Rich Rod, you know, which is a dual threat. They're going to need more. They're going to need their defense to step up. They're going to have their kicking game, maybe hit a field goal outside 40 yards. You never know. And their defense has got to tackle better. I'm not saying... You know, it's all right to keep things in front of you, but you got to make tackles and make Michigan State make a mistake before they get there. And, as opposed to just going right down the field on them.
You talk about Michigan State playing a road game, and what a huge advantage this is going to be in the bigger big house. I call it the stadium on extends. But I think there's going to be a difference for Denard Robinson, too, with playing a defense unlike any he has seen.
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, that's a very valid point.
He hasn't been hit by Greg Jones yet.
No, absolutely, but he's been, you know, Notre Dame hit him pretty hard. I mean, and actually when you think about him being hit, he has gone out at least one play every game. And then you look at those stats, you know, in one of those games he played like one possession, you know. So,
how about this? I got an idea.
Okay.
All right. Why don't we really – publicize this and give him the Heisman Trophy at halftime.
I'm not saying that.
You are saying that. You're making it sound as if the guy can do no wrong.
I'm saying he's a huge threat that he's going to pose on Michigan State that Michigan State has not had to endure. Playing Wisconsin plays into Michigan State's defense. I think Michigan State's defense is going to have a major adjustment in dealing with a spread offense that they haven't had to deal with the teams they've played thus far.
All right, let's go back out to our phones. 393-3700, 393-3700. Let's try Don from DeWitt. Hello, Don.
Hey, guys. What an unexpected pleasure. I'll be quick for a change. Tom, a couple questions. First of all, I'm not sure Michigan's defense is quite ready to handle State's offense either. Three good running backs, an O-line that's getting better all the time, and all those big receivers, Tom, against those poor DBs. But I agree with Jim Miller. I think State will make enough stops that they win. But, Tom, Why hasn't Will Campbell, five-star recruit that Sam Webb called out Comperoni for? Jim Comperoni suggested that he wasn't the best, and Sam Slappy Webb called him out on it. Why hasn't he been able to break in to the rotation, and why hasn't the defense gotten any better in year two under Greg Robinson?
Well, Don, and I thank you for that call. That's a great question. Will Campbell is just one of those guys who wasn't real motivated. He did not work out very hard in the offseason, and that's why he's not playing. And this is what frustrates me.
Did he work out
me.
With Tate Forcier?
I don't know what it is. You know, this guy was such a stellar recruit coming in, and to have him not be prepared, you know, to come to camp in shape has really been disappointing. They're trying to work him in, but he's not ready, and it's a valid point. And I look at the system. How come you can't motivate a kid like that? You wonder what's the problem with that.
When I think of Michigan State, I think of a hard-hitting team that makes a lot of mistakes.
Traditionally.
When I think of the University of Michigan, I always thought of a rock rib defense.
Absolutely.
That really held teams in check. I just think about all the great Michigan defensive teams that gave up in a year what this team's giving up in a month.
Oh, I mean, to give up 150 yards was an eye-opening thing for the Michigan defense. They wouldn't give. It was always be sub 100 on the, you know, in terms of the rushing game. Yeah, they'd give up some, you know, on the dig routes. They give up some little stuff in the passing game, but they wouldn't let people run on them like that. And that's where I, admittedly, I'm very fearful of that three-prong attack the Michigan State rushing attack has, and it's going to be a huge challenge. Michigan's linebackers have to step up, definitely, and hopefully that crowd will really ratchet things up and spur on that D.
He's really in love with the crowd, ladies and gentlemen. The MVP, the crowd is going to be in this game. All right, let's go back to our phones. 393-3700. Let's talk with Jerry from Lansing. Hello, Jerry.
How are you doing, Jack? Tom, I remember the day 8 years ago, Tom, you didn't report to Camp in Shape and on the first broadcast, and believe me, it showed.
Reported to Show in Shape.
I was horrific that first outing, I will tell you that.
By the way, quick, I know we're running short of time here. Two questions, you can dance them off the air. Number one, Tom, do you think the Michigan State game to U of M fans has either reached or possibly surpassed the Ohio State game for the time being? And two, if the either team wins the opening toss, and this came up on the other Robinson's talk show today, what do you think each team should do? And my own feeling is that Michigan State in no way should give deny Robinson a free possession. And I'll take my answer.
That's for certain. Jared, thanks so much for the call. Oh, yeah, State's going to take the ball. They win the toss.
I bet you they don't.
Really?
Yep.
Okay,
you know
we
why?
Agree.
Because it's not a free possession. Because they get the ball to start the second half.
I know. So but you want to get the quick jump out of the gate kind of deal.
You do.
I think, yeah, that's what I think, you know, is going to happen.
You would do that? You would take the ball first?
If I was Michigan State, yeah, I want to get one.
If you were Michigan, you would take the ball first?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Take the ball. Just go get jump on it.
I guarantee you Michigan State is going to
Well, traditionally, everything deferred. Now, what was Jerry's first question?
Was talking about Ohio State versus Michigan.
Okay,
State
I will tell.
Rivalry.
No, I think Michigan fans want this game really. They are tired of little brother, as I often said, you know, just kind of doing the old corkscrew and needling and, you know, their Michigan brethren, if you will, these past 2 years. And we're tired of it. We, as an alumnus, I'm tired of having Michigan State nag. And the idea of Michigan State winning three straight over Michigan, that's just.
Imagine how it was to lose nine in a row.
Yeah. That'd be
when
painful.
Michigan State did from 1970 through. I mean,
it was eight in a row.
Eight in a row.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that was painful. I know. Absolutely. But for Michigan, I mean, but you got basketball. You got basketball. Michigan doesn't have basketball. And those two sports is the huge identity sports in terms of Big Ten sports in my mind.
All right, let's go back to our phones, try to grab one more call. How about Lynn from Trenton? Hello, Lynn.
Hello, gentlemen. Quick question. I know we keep talking about Denard Robinson. What player on Michigan State's team has to come up big on Saturday? Kirk Cousins, the running back, or does it have to be bevy of players that have to come up.
Thank you, Lynn. That's a very good question. I would say it has to be Kirk Cousins from this standpoint, because if Michigan State doesn't make mistakes, I think it wins this game. Now, you talk about the crowd. It's very possible Michigan State will come out and wet itself. That is possible. But I think if Kirk Cousins is a great leader, if he doesn't throw interceptions, they run their offense, they don't have to do anything unusual to win, which they have usually had to do against Michigan.
Well,
this time, I think they just have to beat Michigan State and not lose this game.
Kirk Cousins. I've been Kirk Cousins' biggest. I can go on
you
record.
You picked him
as
Big Ten offensive player
and
of the year.
I think he's one of the most mature, articulate quarterbacks, athletes, student athletes. He's like too good to be true. I just wish he wasn't a Sparty. You know what I mean?
But well, you can't have him.
But I think that, he's a key player. I agree with you. But I think the Michigan defense, I keep going back to that crowd. That crowd could be the difference in spurring this team on to make some plays beyond their ability. And maybe rattle Michigan State's offense a little bit into making some drops here and there. All of a sudden, they got a punt. The ball goes back to Michigan.
You can see how much it bothered UMass, ladies and gentlemen.
But Michigan's going to serve it up a little bit more intense-wise against UMass than they are against Michigan State. I will promise you that.
All right. We're going to be back in just a moment, and we're going to be talking with Joellen Ferrer, StubHub spokesperson, and we'll talk all about the business aspects of trying to get to this game, how much tickets are. I've got a couple emails from listeners who are just up in arms about the cost of this. We'll share those as well. And then we're going to talk with one of our favorite media people, Angelique Shengelis of the Detroit News, the Angel of the Big House, coming up next on a special Jack and Tom Show edition of Ebling and You.